This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The Justice Department is suing Texas for refusing to remove large buoys in the Rio Grande, put there to try to block migrants from getting across the border. CBS's Janet Shamlian is in Eagle Pass.
It just hurts my heart.
Epi Canoe Store owner Jesse Fuentes is suing the governor over the barriers.
What problem do you see the buoys posing for the migrants?
They're just a hazard. They're a hazard. They're going to deviate from that location to deeper water.
Do you believe lives are in danger?
Definitely. Yes, ma'am.
Heat advisories coast to coast, triple digits sticking around in Phoenix for a 25th straight day. In Florida, where it's usually hot, even the water isn't cooling people down. And in Minnesota, where the norm is in the 80s at this time of year, temps are expected in the upper 90s. It's not just hot here in the U.S., it is scorching in much of Europe. Our Chris Livesay with details.
In muggy Rome, temperatures in recent days have topped 107 degrees, a new record, turning the Eternal City into the Infernal City. At the Gemelli Hospital, the Hospital of Popes, doctors are seeing a spike in fatalities.
We see patients with heart attack, ischemic stroke, and heart failure.
Massive protest in Israel after lawmakers voted to take power away from Israel's Supreme Court. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer in Tel Aviv.
President Biden had called the bill divisive and urged the prime minister to back off. Netanyahu, who's facing corruption charges, has long been controversial. But this kind of outrage is unprecedented. More than 10,000 Israeli military reservists said they wouldn't serve if Netanyahu's amendment passed, and the protesters say they're not giving up.
President Biden's expected to sign a proclamation that establishes a national monument honoring Emmett Till, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
The new monument will protect places that tell the story of Emmett Till's too short life and racially motivated murder, the unjust acquittal of his murderers, and the activism of his mother.
A personal chef of the Obamas drowned near their summer home on Martha's Vineyard. Tafari Campbell was paddleboarding when he went missing over the weekend. His body was recovered yesterday about 100 feet from shore. The 45-year-old previously served as a sous chef in the White House kitchen when the former president was in office and was hired after to be their personal chef. In a statement, the Obamas called Campbell a beloved part of their family. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/...
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes! That's awesome!
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Allman Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
This is a scam, and Tucker Carlson is one of the guys. He's one of the guys who said the election was stolen, Dominion voting machines are no good, on the air, but in the background, he's going, this is insane. This is a load of bull. The guy lies for a living. He lies with a straight face.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Direct from the Dairy State, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? That's so cool. 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
That's so cool. Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
If the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much is it based on facts versus feelings? Because I just have this inkling that so many people are their feelings about the candidates and specifically about Joe Biden is just how they feel about him, which is, I think, how largely we all mostly vote, as much as we want to be rational actors.
We vote with our gut.
And so, you know, simple question that I'm sure many talk show hosts before me have asked so far this year. If the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And it's also, do you not know? Because that's a valid answer, too. And probably the right answer, because we're still over a year away. But, and we've touched on this a little bit before, as far as what the numbers say versus what approval ratings are. Or, and not even just of Biden, but of people's feelings about the economy, feelings about how the country's doing, and how that matches up to the actual measurements we typically use to gauge how things are going. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people on the left or independents who can say, you know, who will say, like, yeah, Biden's done a pretty good job, but he's just so old, who are like not fired up about him again.
Right.
And just based on the age thing, and some gaffes and stuff like that, are kind of like, ugh, really? This guy again? And then obviously Republicans are hammering on Joe Biden's America as the land of, you know, violent crime, surging illegal immigration, out of control inflation. But the thing is, like, the actual numbers don't always support that. And I bring this up partially because I read some stuff this morning as far as what the numbers say, but I also over the weekend was up north and went to Lac du Flambeau, and then we also went over to Hayward.
Oh, so
hello, Hayward.
I'm so jealous.
And checked out the Lumberjack World Championship, although we timed it a little poorly because we didn't look at the schedule, so we bought tickets. And, like, the grounds were open all day, but the actual, like, final event didn't, like, start until 5:30.
Oh, man.
So we got to see the grounds. We got to see an axe-throwing competition. We got to see some fun stuff and kind of get the vibe for what it was. But we didn't decide because it was, like, an hour and a half from Lac du Flambeau. So we drove back. But got to check out Hayward. Got to see from a distance the largest muskie statue in the world.
Oh.
Because they close at 4, which was very early.
In the summer?
In the summer and during the Lumberjack World Championship. I was a little surprised that they weren't still letting, because it's $10 a person. I was like, that feels like a lot of money you guys are deciding not to capitalize on.
What, the muskie needs to rest?
I don't know. But so Mike got up in like a hill and got a picture of it, because they strategically place a lot of trees, so you can't just take a picture without paying for it. But not surprisingly, in driving up to Lac des Flambeaux, driving west to Hayward, driving east back to the cabin, saw a lot of Let's Go Brandon signs.
Ah.
Saw, not surprisingly, you know, to each their own. No judgment. But nevertheless, saw a lot. Saw one homemade sign that Mike was very excited about. We were driving. He saw there was a homemade sign, literally stopped and pulled a Yui because he wanted to go see what it said. And so it was Biden spelled out. And B was for, I just said this. Didn't I just tell you this before?
You did, and I'm drawing a complete
blank. And now B was for,
I
was for idiot, D was for dummy, E was for empty, N was for naive, and B was for, it wasn't bonehead. I can't remember what the B was for. If you can think of a B word for an idiot, that's what it was.
Bumbler?
Bumbler? Ah, now I can't remember. But so anyways, you know, part of the state that is very still pro-Trump, not excited about Biden. But I mention it because I see these numbers. I saw those signs. I kind of feel like the vibe I get in general from, you know, anyone but besides hardcore Democrats is meh on Biden. Like, it's like, I'll vote for him because it's like, again, like a not Republican. It's like, I'm not voting for the Republican.
Right.
But it's interesting because there's a lot of arguments as far as facts of why this has been a pretty good presidency. So, you know, in the first one, the violent crime, and this includes Milwaukee. I saw a headline from last week that violent crime is down in Milwaukee. Stealing cars.
That's still way up there.
Still way up there. But as far as homicides are going down, and violent crime surged across the country post-pandemic, and it was a huge concern in the 2022 election. But homicides were down 9% in the first half of this year and over the same period last year. And so it's generally, though, that's generally down across the board. Illegal border crossings are down. It's dropped to the lowest level in over 2 years this past June for the first full month under Biden's new restrictive asylum rule, which makes it much harder to attain asylum. Obviously, some people, pro-immigration people, are not happy about this. There's a legal case pending that could change that, but at least for now, that policy has curbed illegal border crossings. Inflation is cooling.
And compared to the rest of the world, our inflation rate is manageable. They're dealing with double digits in many countries.
And so, you know, and we're going to get, I think the Fed this week again is going to make a decision on interest rates. I think that comes... It comes this week. I don't know which day.
Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday
maybe?
Or Thursday. And there's been a manufacturing boom across the country.
Not to mention all the bridge projects.
All the bridge projects, of course. And so there's been, like, the job growth for manufacturing. There's been 800,000 manufacturing jobs added nationwide. And so it's like you see all this and it's like, obviously, this is the burden of the campaign to make all these connections and have it resonate with voters. But it's funny that on its face, I don't know if it is right now. What do you think? If you had an election today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. Or similarly, how much do you think that you use facts versus your gut instinct when it comes to voting decisions? 844-96-PARTY. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I know how I would vote.
Today?
Yes.
Would be Biden?
Yes. And again, I I certainly understand the reluctance about his age. He is not a young man. And as you said, he has made some gaffes. At the same time, I think physically, for his age, he's in really good shape. Mm-hmm. And overall, I think he's all there and is actually able to put sentences together in a structure that when you read it back, it actually makes sense, as opposed to the front runner for the other party, who is not in great physical shape. And I'm sorry, but they can make as many posters of Donald Trump wearing armor, dressed like a gladiator. That isn't who he is. Sorry to be the one to point that out. I know it's harsh.
Is there anyone running, even if it's a long shot, is there anyone running on the Republican ticket that you could like hold your nose and vote for?
No.
Chris Christie, no.
Chris Christie.
Asa Hutchinson, no.
No.
Like any of the guys who are actually running counter to a Trump MAGA culture war thing?
No.
Tim Scott?
No. Chris Christie and Asa Hutchinson aren't even going to be players in this.
I know.
They're not. They're just not. And neither is Mike Pence.
Well, Mike Pence seems dead in the water.
Well,
just because, well, it's these like, that's how I feel about the Ron DeSantis campaign, too, is like, it's this appeal to MAGA. It's like, I'm not Trump. Like, it's just this like walking this line of not really criticizing Trump because, you know, you need that base. But like that base probably is never going to leave Trump. So it's like, who are you actually appealing to? Because there's probably, I would think that there's a lot of like independents and moderates who like you're still too extreme for, who are like over the culture war thing and who are not necessarily in favor of teaching middle school students, you know, slavery had some benefits.
Yes,
but not to go down that rabbit hole.
All the things you can pick up when people are whipping you.
And
but
so
anyway.
That's kind of how I feel about like the Pence thing too. It's like, who are your voters? Like, who are you appealing to? But yeah, I would love to hear from you as far as if the election was today, who would you vote for? And how much, if you're being honest with yourself, is it off of gut instinct versus actually looking at the numbers? 844-967-2789.
We will come back with a call on the other side of this break. We have Don on the line. As Kristen said, if you want to check in, you can text and or call at 844-967-2789.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
I've never met you, girl. You'll never come again. Feelings like I've never lost you, and feelings like I'll never have you. In my life, feeling, feeling, again in my heart.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk and text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time?
She needs to hear from us. She needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network
and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight, with lows around 64. Southwesterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 90. Slight chance for isolated storms tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 69. Partly cloudy skies. Upper 80s Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Mid-90s Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News on 540 AM WAUK.
Largest public investment in social infrastructure and environmental programs that is actually finishing what FDR started, that LBJ expanded on, and Joe Biden is attempting to complete. Programs to address education, medical care, urban problems, rural poverty, transportation, Medicare, Medicaid, labor unions. And he still is working on it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattinair.
What a vicious attack on Biden's record so far.
It's obviously, I'm sure you've heard that by now. If you've not, that is a speech that Marjorie Taylor Greene gave. And I think it was in the attempt to list all of those things as bad things.
Yes.
Of the socialist Joe Biden and all these things he's doing. But the way it came off to many people is, well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So the Democrats turned it into an ad, which is pretty funny. But I think it goes back to the topic at hand, which is, you know, kind of a conversation of about facts over feelings or feelings over facts. And I'm going to put myself like I too, if the election was today, I would vote for Joe Biden. But it's not because if I'm being totally honest, I'm like pumped about Joe Biden. And yet the numbers should prove otherwise. Like things when you pay attention to the news too much, feel bad, which I certainly do because that's my job. But when you look at a lot of numbers, things are trending in a good direction.
Yes.
And yet I think there's a lot of independent left-leaning people who are like me, who are like not pumped on Biden. There's certainly a lot of Republicans who are like running on inflation, crime, immigration, that those numbers are trending in ways that don't prove that point. So if the election was today, who would you vote for? We got Don Brown first.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Don. What do you think?
Hey, Jane. Hi, Kristen. You know, the one issue I'd love to put to bed is this whole age thing. I hear so many people saying he's too old. You know, the president should be under 70. And it's like, are we asking the president to build a house or to do construction projects or excavation or anything that requires like physical skill sets and all that? We're not, right? We want someone with a sharp mind, with years of experience, in which he has what, over 50, with strong relationships with world leaders and other stakeholders around the world. And, you know, how about we just focus on his record? And if we're going to look at the strength of a person, like, look at all the tragedy this guy's had to endure in his personal life. Look at all, he was a single father for many years before he was remarried. So many things. And I, like yourselves, I was never a huge Joe Biden fan, but when he was vice president, he showed a lot of mettle during the Obama administration and can take credit for a lot of those big wins in the Obama administration. And like, you know, how come, let's bring that up instead of the age issue. You know, if we're really worried about that, like, then let's dig into health and wellness. Like, Biden's probably in better physical shape than JFK was when he was in the White House, considering all the pain he had to live with. So that's my
that's your take. So you would vote for Joe Biden if the election was today.
As of right now, for sure.
Awesome. Thanks so much for the call, Don. Let's go to Greg. Greg, who would you vote for if the election was today?
Well, I'm looking for that middle ground kind of third party candidate to come, you know, in and do that. Let me just say two things really quickly. I've learned the damage it causes the election when people are one issue voters. Okay, my issue for a while, I'll be honest, I'll admit it, was the whole abortion issue, mm-hmm. you know? But then I discovered as I got later in life, pro-life means you're pro all of life, not just, you know, not just baby, you know, killing. But my second thing is, you know, like, so we can't be a one issue voter. And I'm not going to blame Biden for the inflation issue, because as you mentioned, Kristen, inflation right now is a world problem. So all these people who want to blame Biden for the higher gas prices, first of all, I don't drive. So but anyway, I don't have to worry about that, I guess. But, you know, higher whatever prices, I guess I can't see that. And so I'm not going to be one issue voter, but I'm not necessarily sold on the two people we have right now.
The two leads. So that would be Trump and Biden. Are there any other Republican right. candidates that even if they're polling super low, regardless of polls, that you're like, I could live with this guy or woman with Nikki Haley?
Honestly, if Republicans would stop, and I am a Christian, but if Republicans would stop toting the pro-life evangelical Christian line, you know, and like I said, I am a Christian, you know, I'm probably more pro-life, but I don't want to be lumped in as radical, you know, mm-hmm. as radical anything, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm looking at, like, and I hate that it's always the lesser of two evils, you know?
Yeah, that is the part problem with the two-party system. We're coming up against a break, Greg, so thank you so much for the call. When we come back from our next break, we still got a couple people on the line, so please hold on. But if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. And if you're being really honest with yourself, is it facts over feelings or feelings over facts when it comes to your gut instinct on who you want to vote for? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Diamond Cruz on 540 AM WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit against Texas. CBS's Skylar Henry.
The White House says Texas Governor Greg Abbott's decision to put floating barriers on the Rio Grande is endangering lives. The Justice Department gave Abbott until 1 p.m. Central Monday to remove floating barriers or be sued.
July could be the hottest month ever on Earth. Our Christiane Benavides on how animals are trying to stay cool.
In Miami, tortoises are getting cool showers. Elephants are chewing on ice. It's all happening at the zoo to keep the animals from overheating.
Northwestern University is facing multiple lawsuits, including one from Lloyd Yates, a former quarterback, who says he was hazed, harassed, and sexually abused by teammates in the locker room.
I want justice for all the victims of this horrific hazing.
A female volleyball player is also suing. She says she was hazed in 2021. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hiya, Bobby.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Bobby girl in the Bobby world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can brush my hair.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattenair. And we're still staying on the topic, but I will say, Barbie.
Wow.
Wow, $155 million. But we will get to that later in today's, either later in today's segment or later in today's show. But the topic at hand right now is, if the election was today, who would you vote for? 844-967-2789. We had a text on the text line asking if today's show is a rerun. It is not a rerun.
It is not a rerun. Unfortunately, I can't respond to all texts, so I can't tell you that we're live.
But we are live.
We are live.
It is Monday, July 24th. It's 81 degrees in Waukesha, and we are live. So if you were trying to call in, please keep trying to call in. 844-967-2789. And speaking of calling in, Jack from Merrimack, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Well, there's no question. Given the so-called front runners, I definitely vote for Biden. Let me do a little bit of explanation, because I've got a couple things I'd like to say about that. One of those is the first thing that has to happen is the Democratic Party and the Biden campaign has to get their act together. They've got to do things like, for instance, every place where there is broadband cable being installed out in the farming areas, they need to have one of those giant signs that looks like those Biden stickers that you saw on gas pumps saying, "I did this." Every time, every place where there is construction that is fixing our highways, they need to have a giant sign like that sticker that says, "I did this." Every place where there is lead lines being removed, like there were in front of my house just a few months ago, there needs to be a sign that says, which shows Biden pointing to it and saying, "I did this."
With the aviators on, right?
You got it.
you should join the campaign team, Jack.
but here's the other half of what I'd like to say. It seems that the elephant in the room, and yes, that is a very bad pun, is that virtually no one is talking about the attempted political coup that occurred with the fraudulent electors. These slates of electors that Johnson and others tried to present as legitimate to the vice president in an attempt to overturn legitimate election results have not even been disavowed by even one single member of the current Republican Party.
Yeah.
They haven't even been discussed in Congress. There are no hearings into it, much less the gerrymandered legislatures like we have in this state. Republicans need to completely repudiate both that attempt using the illegitimate electors as well as the physical violence, which they continue to downplay and call things like a tourist visit. I can't see how anyone in their right mind could possibly trust anything Republicans do or say until that's done, because that is much more dangerous than the obvious violent January 6th. A physical attack on Congress. You can solve that by more police. But this illegal attempt to foist a political insurrection in the guise of being legal is something that we can't allow.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Jack. Going over to Nancy. Nancy, if the election was today, who would you vote for?
Using both facts and feelings, I would definitely go with Biden.
Okay.
The GOP seems to only be the party of no. They have no platform. They have no sense. They just come up with these bizarre ideas that just don't have it. It's for media only.
Yeah.
And that's what gets their base wound up and may tip things in the other direction. A third party vote is a vote against Biden.
For sure.
It's a vote for GOP. I'm ticked off with people that vote third party because, quote unquote, both parties are the same. If you go to a wonderful website called Quora, Q-U-O-R-A, and look at Bring Back Democracy and other sites like that, you'll find out just how bad the GOP is. And that's where I've gotten a lot of the facts. It's an international forum.
Yeah, I've heard it. Quora's been around for a while. It's like a place where you can ask questions and it's kind of crowdsourcing of people responding and giving answers, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seriously addicted to it. I admit that.
Good for you. Thanks so much for the call,
Nancy.
We got to get one more call in during this segment. And so is it Tom from L.A.?
Our friend Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom.
Absolutely. Good morning, ladies. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second is that for the gentleman that called in and talked about pro-life, just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she's going to choose to actually terminate a pregnancy. So let's keep that in mind, that this whole thing is about putting women down. Third, I would definitely vote for Joe Biden, because Joe Biden knows how to delegate. Joe Biden knows how to put the people in place that actually, because no president, we are in a dictatorship in this country. We are a democracy. And because of that point, you know, it's what we the people want. And Joe Biden has shown that what he can do by putting the people in, delegating that power. So therefore, you know, we have the gains that we are having in this administration. I'd like to see him a little bit more like FDR. I will take what I can get for right now. And that is Joe Biden. So I definitely would vote for Joe Biden. I think we also on the radio shows need to elevate Kamala Harris more, because they're going to be running against Kamala Harris. They're not going to run against Joe Biden, really, because they know that Joe Biden is kind of unbeatable, because he's just a good guy. So just watch. The Republicans will start going after Kamala Harris if they haven't already.
And it's interesting to me.
Thanks. Let's start elevating her.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for the call, Tom. And it's interesting to me that they haven't, this whole time that they haven't done more. That really this whole first term, she's been given unwinnable projects to be her focus, knowing that that was, I mean, I don't know, just the whole time it seemed like a bad campaign strategy for a second term. If he was always planning to have a second term, is to not lift her up more and give her things that she can win at.
But what did Mike Pence do except stand there and look at Trump adoringly? Mike Pence didn't accomplish anything.
But I also don't think, I think that's a bad comparison, because Trump was always going to be the narcissist in the room. And so it's like, In an actual strategic, like, political campaigns, like, I'm not sure that's the standard you want to hold yourself to.
Right.
And so, and, but I just agree with Tom in that there is, they can't not have her run again, because then it looks like it was a bad choice the first time around.
Right.
But they also just, like, biffed it, I think, as far as helping make her look good to strengthen the ticket going into a second term.
Well, and I had the opportunity over the weekend. I bought a book by Miles Taylor, who used to be in the Department of Homeland Security. And he was the anonymous author who had that piece in the New York Times while he was still within the Trump administration. And the book is called Blowback. It will blow your mind.
Blowback?
If you think that Donald Trump and Joe Biden are the same intellectually, this will dispel that for you very quickly.
Who's the author?
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor.
Miles Taylor, called Blowback.
All right, the author behind the eye-popping CNN number one New York Times bestseller. All right.
I mean, the amount of times that Donald Trump wanted to shoot the legs out from people who are trying to get into this country, wanted to bomb Mexico, the moat was actually something he asked about.
Is it different than Abbott's moat that he's doing right now with the, like, spiked buoys?
No, Trump wanted alligators and I think monkeys. So,
The Wicked Witch of the West? Like, fly?
I'm not in that brain, so I can't specify which monkey. But there are just wacko, terrifying things that I have no problem believing came out of Donald Trump's mouth. None whatsoever. None.
That's how you spent your weekend, reading that book?
Most of yesterday. Okay. Every page is like, oh my God. What? Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah. And it's interesting. I listened to Love It or Leave It out of the Crooked podcast, or the Crooked Media podcast empire, that was a bunch of ex-Obama guys. They've been around since 2016, and Love It or Leave It is like their live show comedy. He was like a joke writer for all the speech writers.
Oh, wow.
So, like, it's what I sometimes emulate this show to be, is if we actually had a writing team. But they had this last episode. This is going back to what Nancy said as far as third party stuff, of this whole no labels shenanigans that's happening and like who's actually behind No Labels. And No Labels is trying to say like both parties are the same. And so they had like funny but fake PSAs like, this episode is brought to you by No Labels. And they would argue on like trying to have like the false equivalency of what Republicans are doing versus what Democrats are doing and what Trump is and what Biden is. And it, so it was, maybe I'll grab some of those because it's pretty funny. And what happened to the Forward Party? Because that was Andrew Yang's whole thing like a year ago. He's and that's just different. No Labels is different than Forward as far as I know.
But I haven't heard, that's the first time I've heard Andrew Yang's name.
Since he started, that was last summer.
Yeah.
Because that was last summer when they were talking about.
He's just kind of disappeared.
And so I don't know what happened to them. And the thing that I liked about the Forward Party, besides the fact that they didn't actually have a platform, but what they at least were claiming when they were first talking about having a Forward Party was starting with smaller races. And like, I am the first one to say that the two-party system feels broken. In a two-party system, it feels like all you have to do is make people hate the other party enough that they would never vote for them instead of actually being for anything. And it's a duopoly. And the only people who are benefiting from this are the parties themselves. And I think the strategy of having a third party, but only running as like only running in the top ticket of the presidential race every 4 years, instead of actually creating a party where you run. Because this is the problem with two parties is not just at the presidency. This is the problem with so many of our races. I mean, I shouldn't know this number off the top of my head. Whatever, how many elected officials there are in the country that are partisan positions, and having the emphasis be on actually building another option that is viable, that has a platform, and gives people, that is filling a void that the two parties that we have right now do not. But why does it always have to start with the presidency? Because that's when it seems like it's just a grift versus something that is real and something that can grow.
We do have one more text that I'd like to get in, if you don't mind, Kristen. John from the Falls, good morning. This would be an easy choice for me. Here's why. My main concerns are climate, gun control, infrastructure, and the economy. The Republican Party as a whole has shown it's not interested in any of the first three things on my list. As far as the economy, America has fared much better than most of the rest of the world coming out of the pandemic. Whether the GOP wants to admit it or not, the numbers don't lie. And by the way, presidents overseeing the economy during the last three financial crises were Reagan, Bush, and Donald Trump. Nice job, fellas. Oh, and by the way, another comment. If you use a slur in your text, then I'm really unlikely to answer your phone call ever.
Ever.
Just so you
ever.
Know.
If you calling us names will not make us want to engage with you.
It's not going
to
help you.
We also have another text from Oshkosh. I think the Biden versus Trump vote is more clear cut than Biden versus any other Republican. Like if I were to vote for Biden, I would vote for Biden if Trump was the nominee. But if Christie got the nomination, I don't know who I'd vote for right now. So interesting, interesting. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, it's Shark Week. So we're going to play a quiz. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 64 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Highs level off around 90. Slight chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow night. Lows around 69. High of 90 Wednesday with a chance for scattered storms 90 Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
This summer,
540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Cruz.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on 540 AM WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And a wise man once said, live every week like it's Shark Week. Do you know who said that?
I don't.
Tracy Jordan. Well, it actually is Shark Week. It is the 35th year of Shark Week. Shark Week's been around almost as long as I have been alive.
Wow, that's one good way to put it in perspective.
Wild. I can't say I am necessarily someone who has been like a Shark Week aficionado over the years, but it is obviously very, very popular. But it's been criticized for becoming more sensational and for presenting graphic animal violence. And the truth is, shark attacks actually aren't that common. Despite what Jaws told us, despite what the news says, Jane, you're looking skeptical.
I don't discount that. They're the experts, right? They watch the numbers. They know what's going on. But I've been in at least one place where a year later, a woman was killed by a shark.
Okay.
And that's enough for me.
For sure. And you don't live on the ocean. So, you know, in Wisconsin, this feels a little less like something we have to worry about because last time I checked, Lake Michigan, no sharks.
Sharkless.
But I thought it'd be fun. The Washington Post produced a 10 question quiz to reassure you as far as the actual, again, facts over feelings.
I understand.
So we will play this for the rest of the hour. Number one, of the more than 500 species of sharks, only 3 are responsible for most shark bites. Which of these sharks is not a frequent biter?
Okay.
A white shark, a hammerhead, tiger, or a bull shark?
I will go with the hammerhead.
That is correct.
All right.
Number two, where was the shark bite capital of the world last year? Was it Florida, New York, Australia, Cape Cod?
I think it was Florida.
You were correct again.
Wow.
Last year, 57 people around the world were bitten by sharks in unprovoked bites. Most of those bites, 72%, happened in the United States. And Florida is the international capital of shark bite with 16 unprovoked bites.
Can I just throw in
another reason to not go to Florida?
Well, there are so many reasons not to go to Florida. Does anyone ever provoke a shark bite? It's like, come on, come over here. I'm going to take you on. Aren't they all kind of unprovoked?
I mean, if you're in like a shark tank and you're like,
fair enough.
Well, I mean, you asked. I feel like that is a serious answer.
The vast majority of shark bites, no one's going on. Come over here. I want to punch you in the nose.
But I will say, if you think about how many people swim in the ocean every year to only have 57, that is a very small amount.
Unless you're one of those 57.
Unless you're one of, yes, of course. But there's plenty of things that you drive down Capitol Drive. It's probably more dangerous than getting
not anymore. Bit by I don't.
All right, number three. What is the best way to tell if a shark is swimming nearby? Taste the water. If it's salty, there are sharks.
It's always salty.
Number two, scan the ocean and look for a shark's fin above the water. Number three, check for notices from the lifeguards on duty. Four, play the baby shark song and see if one shows up.
Those are all terrible.
Those are all terrible. I would say, what do you say?
I'll go with the lifeguards.
All right. That is it. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. Scientists like to say that if there's if the water tastes salty, there are sharks swimming in it, which is obvious.
Always.
Yes. It's the notice from lifeguard is the best way to get information. All right, number four. Which of these places are you least likely to encounter a white shark? Relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Shoulder-deep water, where you're bobbing over waves. Close to seals or school of fish.
Yeah, you don't want to be there.
Don't want to be there.
No.
Far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
You don't want to be there either. Give them to me one more time, please.
So one, relatively shallow, knee-deep water. Two, shoulder-deep water, where you're bobbing over waves. Three, close to seals or schools of fish. Four, far off the coast alongside fishing boats.
I'll go with the first one, the shallow.
That is correct.
Yeah.
White sharks are too big to swim in shallow water, and their prey, stingrays or seals, aren't often swimming there either. All right, halfway through. Which of these statements about sharks is true? One, some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun. Number two, sharks can smell a drop of blood in an Olympic-sized pool of water. Number three, sharks have one set of teeth for life. Number four, peeing in the ocean or swimming during your period can attract sharks.
I will go with a drop of blood in the Olympic-sized pool.
No, that one's wrong.
It's wrong.
Some sharks can actually get a tan in the sun.
No kidding.
Sharks can suntan.
Do they have tan marks?
Maybe. Sharks are subject to a number of myths, including that they are these super sniffers.
Yeah.
Able to detect scant amounts of blood from open wounds or menstruation.
That's not true.
They do have a strong sense of smell, but it's no better than other fish in the sea.
Okay.
Number six, what can I do to reduce the chance of a shark encounter? One, stay close to shore. Two, stay in groups, whether you're swimming, surfing, etc. Three, avoid swimming in murky water or at dawn or dusk. Four, all of the above.
I would go with all.
I feel like, considering there hasn't been all of the above, that was like a...
That's pretty
that was
easy.
An easy one. All right, we got to keep... Keep plugging. Number seven, are sharks scared of dolphins? Yes or no?
That's always been a myth, so I will say no.
Correct. Contrary to popular belief, dolphins do not ward off sharks.
It was a great story, you know, that they would protect people and dolphins would come racing in to save the day. And yeah, that's just not true.
Which of these water enthusiasts top the list for shark bites? Swimmers, surfers, divers, or boaters?
Surfers.
That is correct. I think it's because they look like a seal. The board from the bottom, they always look like they look the most like a seal. Two more. All right. When a shark bites a human, how many bites does the shark typically take? One, two, three. There's no discernible pattern.
Oh, ew. One.
I think it's one because I think the myth I've or not the myth. What I've always heard is once they figure out because like humans actually to them are not that
tasty.
We're very bony. And so it's like, oh, that's not what I wanted. It's not like they can like, you know, touch us with their fingers. Yes. One. Shark bites are exceedingly rare. And when they do happen, most bites are single hit and run bites. Final question. If a shark approaches, you should kick and splash to scare the shark away. Take a lesson from Batman and spray a shark repellent. Swim away as fast as you can. Turn and face the shark, then slowly swim away.
That they all sound like death. They all sound like impending doom.
Well, we got to pick one.
All right.
One is right.
Number three.
I don't think. You think you're going to swim past a shark?
No, okay. No, I don't want to do that. Stand your ground and back away slowly. They all sound terrible.
I think that's the right one. Yeah.
Wow.
By turning your attention to the shark, you're telling it that you're aware of its presence and you're not another fish. And if you're holding a surfboard or some flotation device, it puts it between you and the shark. So there you go. Not that we have to deal with this in Lake Michigan, but if you're going to Florida anytime soon, there you go. All right, we got to take a break for the top of the hour news. We'll be back in a minute.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the
listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.